I think jazz, with its dynamic rhythm and ability for kids to improve, is really powerful music. It's engaging and gives them an opportunity to produce something unique to their own skills. Those are the words of Dr. Isidore Rudnick, founder and director of Cincinnati Public Schools Jazz Ensemble. The CPS Jazz Academy offers free instruction to Cincinnati Public Schools students with at least 1 year of instrumental experience in grades 4 through 8. Students are provided with an instrument free of charge for the school year and receive one private lesson a week. And this Thursday evening at 8, CPS Jazz Academy Ensemble will live stream a live performance from the Kennedy Heights Arts Center. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined by phone with the leader of the band, Dr. Isidore Rudnick. Izzy, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Great to be here.
Full disclosure, I met Dr. Rudnick when he moved to Cincinnati to become the artistic director at the School for Creative and Performing Arts several years ago. Izzy, can you give us just a quick background of your story and how you ended up in Cincinnati and what's your current job with CPS?
Sure. Well, my wife and I and our two sons moved here in 2005 from Washington State. And my current position is Fine Art Curriculum Manager for Cincinnati Public Schools.
And this Jazz Academy, this is a project that's really near and dear to your heart, isn't it?
Yes, we started the CPS Jazz Academy originally last year in August, just in grades 4th, 5th, and 6th elementary program, because we wanted to give the kids an opportunity to get a good start. And we're expanding it this year to include 7th and 8th graders. And I think the important thing about the Jazz Academy is we wanted to remove all barriers to student participation. So every CPS student who is a part of the Jazz Academy has an opportunity to get an instrument for the entire school year and have a free private lesson, in addition to being able to rehearse on a regular basis. So it's a really, really neat opportunity for our younger students.
What are some of the challenges of teaching such young musicians who are still learning their instrument, teaching them improvisation?
As it turns out, jazz is a really great music to work with students in their early years because it's very dynamic, it's very engaging. And what I've done is to take jazz repertoire and just make it real simple, kind of simplify some of the melodies and the chords and the rhythms so that it's not difficult for younger performers to start out on. And the students have really, really taken to it. We had a phenomenally successful year last year. And even with all the challenges this year, we are looking forward to continuing and expanding the program.
Who, besides yourself, who are some of the instructors?
We have an amazing group of instructors that works with the students. A lot of these instructors have either graduated from the CCM jazz program or have been on the professional scene in Cincinnati for quite a few years.
It sounds like you've got a good partnership with the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, I would imagine, with someone else to get these instruments to the kids. How did you develop those relationships?
Well, that's a good question. We're really thankful for the partnership that we have with the Kennedy Heights Arts Center. They had been doing a Jazz in the Heights series, so I talked to their executive director, Ellen Muse Lindemann. They do a lot of programs for students, and it had been a lot of programs, especially in the visual arts. So they had been wanting to kind of expand into the music area, and it just so happens that they have a perfect space in their Kennedy Heights Arts Linear Annex, which is a big, huge space that's perfect for performing concerts and for doing rehearsals and workshops. So we met, we talked, and they're a major partner now in the Cincinnati Public Schools Jazz Academy.
And you've got a big concert coming up this week.
So Thursday, July 16th, we're going to be presenting a virtual jazz concert. And this is going to feature 11 young professional artists from around the city. and a very, very special guest artist, Craig Bailey, who's professor of jazz saxophone at CCM. And we're going to perform the music of six very, very important African-American jazz artists. We're going to talk a little bit about their importance, and all the Jazz Academy students listening in are going to have an opportunity to see these young professional artists perform, and we're hoping that this will really inspire our students to practice and to see the possibilities that are out there.
And this is open for public viewing as well?
Yes, this will be on the CPS YouTube channel, and we'll make sure the CPS portal page to have a link so that people can just go to Cincinnati Public Schools, and you'll see a banner there for the live jazz live stream concert, and you'll be able to click in and go right to the concert.
Do you care to share a couple of titles you'll perform, or do you want us to be surprised?
We're going to be featuring the music of Bessie Smith, Mary Lou Williams, Duke Ellington, Charlie Parker, Sonny Rollins, and Wes Montgomery. And one of the reasons why I selected these six artists to kind of start out with is that they are known not only for their amazing performance ability, but all were very, very accomplished composers. And of course, with Duke Ellington, you know, the greatest jazz composer who has ever lived. So by choosing these artists, we're going to be able to show the students some of the repertoire. And some of these songs are things that the students actually worked on this past year, so they'll be familiar with some of the pieces.
Oh, that's great. So it sounds like you're also teaching some music history along with the instrumental skills.
Yeah, and that's such an important point, Elaine. The history of jazz is so important to American culture. It is tied in with so many historic events, and it really was the art form that brought America to the world in the 20th century. So we do talk a lot about the historical, cultural, social, and economic importance of this amazing American art form.
If a student wanted to get involved, Izzy, how would they go about that?
Right. We're going to post a link on the Cincinnati Public Schools main page, and that will provide all the information on students getting involved with the CPS Jazz Academy for the 2020-21 school year.
Thursday night at 8, the CPS Jazz Academy will live stream a live performance from the Kennedy Heights Arts Center featuring 11 professional jazz artists with special guest artist Craig Bailey, professor of jazz saxophone at CCM. The performance is a special tribute to six influential African-American jazz artists. My guest has been the director of the Academy, Dr. Isidore Rudnick. Izzy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and I just wanted to also say a very big thank you for the Big Joe Duskin Music Education Foundation, because they were the organization, along with the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, that made this live stream event possible.
For a link to Cincinnati Public Schools arts program and information on the Jazz Academy, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.